Zelensky says investigation launched after 10 residents killed in weapons storage explosion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has promised accountability after a deadly explosion at an illegally located weapons storage facility in his country killed 10 people and caused significant losses earlier in the week. Zelensky said July 11th that an investigation by the Security Service of Ukraine had identified the officials who authorized the use of a weapons warehouse in a residential area, in violation of the law, without listing their names. "The officials responsible have been identified, and the state position is clear. Every single one of them must be held fairly accountable," he said. The ammunition warehouse was located in the small town of Vishniv, a residential area on Kyiv's western outskirts. It exploded on July 6th when hit as one of many targets in an overnight Russian strike. The strike set off massive secondary explosions, killing residents and causing damage to hundreds of houses. According to Ukrainian state media Interfax, dozens more were injured. The tragedy sparked public outcry, with residents claiming negligence and a lack of information. Zelensky announced a criminal investigation on July 9th, telling reporters, "The situation is absolutely appalling." Ukraine rarely discloses any damage to military targets following Russian attacks. He said July 11th that the Ukrainian officials identified belonged to two state-owned enterprises, including the state weapons producer Ukroboronprom, also known as Ukrainian Defense Industry, which owned the warehouse. The investigation is also examining the actions of their deputies responsible for security. "There are other officials whose actions and decisions will also be reviewed," Zelensky said. The criminal probe is being led by the Security Service of Ukraine and the Office of the Prosecutor General. The president also promised inspections of other weapons stores to ensure that tragedies like this are never repeated. Ukraine has designated facilities for storing weapons and ammunition. "These locations have been established specifically to keep them away from residential areas," he said. Escalation could usher peace. Russia hit Kyiv and the surrounding region with missiles and drones late July 6, which Ukraine said killed at least 28 people. Ukraine has been expanding its drone campaign against Russian oil refineries and energy facilities in recent weeks and striking deeper into Russia beyond the front lines. The campaign has seen Russia facing serious fuel shortages in several regions. U.S. President Donald Trump on July 8th told Zelensky on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Turkey that the escalation could help lead to an end to the war. He said earlier that Kyiv was doing very well with its long-range drone attacks inside Russia, adding that a solution to the war with Russia is getting closer than people realize. Trump also announced in Ankara that the United States was granting Ukraine a license to produce its own supply of Patriot air defense systems. Since the start of the large-scale conflict between Russia and Ukraine in 2022, Ukrainian forces have relied upon the defensive U.S. anti-ballistic system to blunt persistent Russian aerial attacks. However, with the war in Iran and tensions such as across the Taiwan Strait, demand for Patriots around the world is high with lengthy delivery timelines. "That's pretty cool, right?" Trump said. This way, he can't complain that we're not giving them enough. Let's say, make them yourself. Chris Summers, Ryan Morgan, and Reuters contributed to this report.